98.1 KZE. It is MK with you about 4 o'clock on your Thursday, and with me in the studio is Melissa Morrison. She is the treasurer for Northern Dutchess Kiwanis. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to meet you, and it's great to hear about Northern Dutchess Kiwanis. I'm familiar a little bit with Kingston Kiwanis and Saugerties as well. You mentioned they have the skating rink over there, but Northern Dutchess is a new organization.
Yes, we are. We formed about a year and a half ago, and we are very small, just starting out, but just trying to find our way in the community.
That's so cool. So I didn't realize that Kiwanis is kind of a direct aid group.
Yes, absolutely. We say that we want to meet the needs of the children one community at a time. So our sponsoring chapter from down in Orange County suggested that really reach out to the community who deals with children the most, and go to them and ask them what the need is. And then they spread the word, and then if anybody needs help, they can either contact us directly or go to the school or go to one of the churches that we deal with.
Yeah, so you were telling me that you guys were the recipient of the reusable bag program from Hannaford, and you were able to do something really cool with that.
Yes, absolutely. So each month at Hannaford, they pick a different nonprofit to benefit from the reusable bag program. So the reusable bags are $2.50 here in Red Hook, and a dollar will go to the nonprofit. So last summer, we received almost $300 from that program, and we were able to buy a pair of eyeglasses for a little boy in the community who needed a special pair of glasses for school, and his parents' insurance did not cover it, and they just could not afford it. Yeah. So the school reached out to us and said, could we help? So it was essentially the community that really helped. They purchased the bags. We added a little bit of our own money from other fundraisers, and we were able to help them out.
I love that.
Yeah, so we're the recipient again this month. So go to Hannaford in Red Hook and buy your bag. And we have a couple of ideas on what we're going to do with that money this year. A couple of good things for the community.
I feel like we've all had the experience of being at like the grocery checkout and they're like, do you want to give a dollar to like, you know, some organization that you're like not even sure if it's a legitimate charity or a real nonprofit or whatever. And you're like, why doesn't Hannaford just, but this is such a cool way of doing it where you know that the money is staying in the community. And also, I am very guilty of forgetting my reusable bag and just buying a new one at the checkout. So
yes, we all are.
Yeah. So don't be shy. Next time you're at the Red Hook Hannaford and you've forgotten your reusable bag or you just could use a new one, go ahead and grab one and know that you are genuinely doing good for the community.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that is very, very cool. Thank you. So your current endeavor is a children's clothing drive.
Yes.
And Red Hook Ulster Savings is helping out.
Yes, that I actually work at Ulster Savings in Red Hook, and we are the drop-off point for the clothing drive. So I reached out to Mill Road School. I spoke with Aaron Hayes and Amy Kiggins and asked, what is the greatest need that you're seeing? Is it food, clothing, literacy? And they said, it is clothing. So in the beginning of the school year, when your child goes to school, you're asked to send in an extra set of clothing. So sometimes that doesn't always get replenished, or by the time your child needs it, they've outgrown it. It's for if they have an accident in art class or on the playground or a bathroom accident for the littler ones. They like to have something to, you know, change into.
Smart.
Right. So Holly Grant, who is the school nurse, has a closet filled with clothes. And this time of year, she said it's very depleted. So we want to help them out so they have some things that they're looking for. And you can drop them off at Ulster Savings Bank right on South Broadway. Or you can drop off a gift card or a cash donation. We will take all of that. And it's all going to the school. And if there's anything that gets donated that the school doesn't directly need, we will bring it to the Red Hook Community Center Free Clothes Closet.
Awesome. Yeah. That is so cool. Yeah, I mean, it's so important to have direct community aid groups. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe sometimes people don't always know that they exist.
Right.
Or, you know, like know that like the Kiwanis Club is a place you can go to for things like this.
Yeah. I mean, I think people think of Rotary or the Chamber or maybe the Lions Club, and they don't realize that you can just reach out to any of those organizations when you need help. So if anybody needs anything, and it's, you know, even if it's not directly related to a child, it's going to impact a child in one way or the other. So reach out to any of these organizations and we will help you.
Yeah. I'm talking to Melissa Morrison from the Northern Dutch's Kiwanis Club, which is a new branch of the Kiwanis International. And what are some of your longer term aspirations for Northern Dutch's Kiwanis?
Well, we really just want to be a presence in the community. And like you said, we want people to know they can come to us and say, hey, we have a family that, you know, the children maybe need clothing or the children, they can't afford school supplies. We want to just be that presence in this community, helping them out. So I think just helping with school supplies, if there's a family that can't afford maybe lunches, something like that, we want to be able to help them with that. So we're open to anything.
Awesome. You going to do a 5K or 10K in the future? This is my one frame of reference for Kiwanis as I do the 10K in Kingston every year.
Yes, I will be there. Absolutely. It's a struggle, but I do it because I know that it supports Kiwanis. So absolutely. The Kingston Classic next month.
Yeah. It's always a good time, right?
It is.
It's a pretty easy course.
Yeah, it's not bad. It gets a little rocky there, but...
Mm-hmm. Couple hills.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, it's a good time.
Nice. Well, I'll be rooting for you.
Thanks.
How long is the clothing drive going on?
So we're going to take things right through the month of April. Cool. And then we will divide them up and deliver them to the school. And then if anything is left over to the Red Hook Community Center clothes closet. So, but anytime anybody has anything they want to donate, you know, clothing wise or whatever, bring it to Ulster Savings. We always find it a good home.
That's awesome. Yeah. What are some of the main needs right now? I know gently used or new snow gear is a big one. Mm-hmm. So I assume this is going to carry over into next year. And what else?
So with the snow gear, the school said that if a child doesn't have snow gear, they can't go outside in the winter for recess. Mm-hmm. And it's causing some, you know, hard feelings and some sadness. So if they have some extra snow gear on hand, then everybody can go outside, you know, during the winter months. So new or gently used, you know, I mean, kids grow so fast. I know every parent's got clothes for their kids that don't fit anymore that look brand new. Mm-hmm. Elastic pants or pull-on pants, especially for the younger ones, something they can just pull on, you know, leggings for the girls or maybe a sweatpant for the boys. So if there is an issue, you know, they spill something in art class, they can just pull these pants right on.
Nice.
The underwear and the socks do need to be new, obviously.
Makes sense.
New and it's still in the package. And then, you know, sweatshirts, you know, in case somebody maybe it's a little chilly, they didn't realize it was going to be chilly, they want to go out for recess, they have a sweatshirt that they can just put on.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this should be like a relief for parents to be hearing that, like, oh, good, there's like a useful place I can send all of these clothes that my kids have barely used.
Yes, absolutely. And sometimes they did mention that they noticed children coming to school in clothing that's ill-fitting or maybe the same two shirts or three shirts. You know, that's obviously a financial need. So, you know, to help out, they can just send a few items from the closet home with those children. So it helps in that way, too.
Yeah, that is so awesome. So Ulster Savings is the drop-off point for this clothing drive. But you're saying in general, if folks have stuff to donate, they can bring it over there?
Yeah, I mean, we've done a lot of different donation drop-offs at Ulster Savings Bank for different organizations. RUPCO, Habitat for Humanity, Hudson River Housing, Ramapo for Children. So we always like to be involved doing things, helping the community. And I have a great team over there that works with me that helps me sort everything and get everything out where it needs to be. So even if school's not in session, we'll still take the clothes, we'll store them, we'll get them to the school back when school's in session again.
Right on. I'm going to put you slightly on the spot, and it's totally okay if you don't know, but do you know like the history of the Kiwanis Club, like how it got started?
It's definitely an international organization that does a lot of global things. So they do a lot of clean water efforts. So that's definitely on the global level. And then you kind of drill down to the community levels. And, you know, whereas we can larger groups do efforts that help contribute towards the clean water and, you know, all of that. It's really just, you know, for the smaller groups, we just concentrate on our communities and educating the youth so they can, you know, set them up to be successful. How it got started, not really sure.
Now, honestly, I've learned so much about the Kiwanis Club today. Just even from just going from knowing nothing about it beyond just like there's a race in Kingston and there's an ice skating rink in Saugerty.
Yeah. Those are definitely two of the larger groups in the area, and they've been around for, you know, over 50, 60 years. So, you know, we look to them and say, someday we hope to be like that, making such an impact on the community.
Yeah, well, I am sure you will. It seems like you have a really awesome, dedicated group of people. And thank you for doing such great work in the community.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, Ulster Savings Bank in Red Hook is taking donations for children's clothing right up through the end of April, but kind of whenever, right?
Yeah, bring it over.
We've got Jimmy Cliff, Children's Bread, for you on KZE.